Welcome to the 12th season of the Conscious Millionaire Show.
I'm Ian Gatzke, founder of Implement AI, and on today's show, we're going to discuss how to close the client execution gap with AI.
Welcome to season 12 of the award-winning Conscious Millionaire Show, the world's number one podcast on conscious business and performance, where you get the secrets to becoming a top 1% performer who creates wealth by impacting the world. With over 3,000 episodes and millions of listeners worldwide, this is where entrepreneurs, founders, and executives become the new heroes of business, ultra performers who scale faster, profit more, and impact bigger. I'm your host, JV Crum III. Join me for interviews and solo episodes three times a week, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And go to ConsciousMillionaire.com to learn about our ultra performer advising, consulting, retreats, and masterminds, because it's time for you to break out and become an ultra performer. Founders and entrepreneurs, if you're at 1 to 20 million in revenue and ready to step into your next level, book your complimentary breakout session at meetwithjv.com. That's meetwithjv.com. And if right now you're focused on reaching your first million, get my book and the monthly Mindset to Millions trainings, all complimentary, at mindsettomillions.vip. That's mindsettomillions.vip. Well, it's time to start the show, and I am so excited you joined me. You know, if this is your first time checking out Conscious Millionaire, a big warm welcome. And, you know, I'm just going to give you a hug and say, welcome to Conscious Millionaire. I hope this is an amazing experience for you. And if you're a longtime listener, well, you know what I'm about to say. There are no accidents. This is exactly the episode that is meant for you at exactly the moment you're listening. Now, help me welcome our featured guest. He's the founder of Implement.ai. It helps info product creators scale impact and retention by closing the client execution gap. His approach, using the Transformation Engine, a system that turns their expertise into a companion agent that guides clients through doing the work they assign to them, helps them close that gap. Help me welcome Ian Gatzke. Ian, welcome to Conscious Millionaire.
Thanks, JV. Excited to be here.
You know, I want to start with, you know, I have been taking courses on AI, and, you know, I'm building a software company that's going to be heavily influenced by the use of AI. What is it that got you interested in AI? And then we'll talk about what exactly you're doing, and you're bringing something to the marketplace that's really valuable. And that's why I wanted to have you on the show. But where did the interest in AI come from?
Yeah, it started when I was building my marketing agency. So after I graduated from college, I went back to Wisconsin to start a marketing agency with a lifelong friend of mine. And he was more the creative, I was more the operations guy. And as we began to scale that team, I was fortunately just kind of in the right place, right time in 2022, 2023, when all this new capability started coming out with AI, right, where I was just the man at the desk figuring out how to build the useful tools, systems, resources that our team was using to make them more efficient, raise the quality of the outputs that we were generating for our clients. So I was just in a fortunate position to spend a ton of time trying and failing, figuring out how to make these things work for us and our team at our marketing agency. So specifically, I was focused on how can we use AI to help us with our content, organic content and paid advertising retainer service with our clients, among other things. But I was just able to spend countless dozens, hundreds of hours learning how to build with AI, use these tools and make it actually useful for our team. Because in order to make this technology useful, you got to go well beyond just regular ChatGPT or regular Gemini, just regular general large language models. So I was just in a perfect spot where I was in the playground where I could just, you know, I had a real life business that we were trying to build, and I had immediate feedback that I was able to get for these new tools that I was building. And it took me probably a year until I finally built something that our team used and actually had an impact on our business. But that is how I got into AI. I didn't study it in school or anything like that. It was more just out of necessity. We realized that, hey, we need to learn how to use this or we're going to be obsolete. So I spent the necessary time to figure out how to do it and build what worked for our team.
You know, what's really interesting, because I use ChatGPT we've named it, ChatGPT and I named it together, Novi, N-O-V-A for new and I for AI. What did you discover in that process that surprised you?
In the process of learning how to build with AI, I was surprised by, I mean, early on, I think I was surprised by how dumb AI can be. Obviously, it's gotten much smarter, but I learned that working with AI, and I don't mean that people are dumb, that's not what I'm trying to say, but in order for AI to do what you want it to do, you need to give it extremely clear instructions on exactly how you want it to do it, and then what you want the scope of the final output that you want it to be. Like, you just have to be extremely comprehensive and clear in the directions that you're giving it, and people call that prompt engineering,
right?
Like the skill of prompt engineering, how essential that is. But then I also, over time, as I began to learn more about this, and also I got into this situation where I was teaching and educating more people about AI, I learned that AI is going through the same evolution that the internet went through. And what do I mean by that? The internet evolved, like when it first broke onto the scene in the early 90s, was it took the world by storm, right? With the Mosaic platform, with Netscape, with these general directories. Like, the initial version of the internet was very general purpose, but complicated to use and get any meaningful value from. And then from the early 90s into the early 2000s, the internet evolved from this general purpose, complicated to navigate, difficult to use tool into purpose-built apps and websites. Like, and that's what we know the internet as today, where you go to Amazon to buy things, you go to Expedia to book travel, you go to these specific websites or applications to perform a very specific function using the internet. And the AI is going through the exact same evolution. This is what I learned in working with my first clients with Implement AI. And I also, as I mentioned, as I began to educate and teach more about AI, this idea started to formalize. But ChatGPT, Gemini, Claude, these general large language models in their name, in our very general purpose and complicated to use, much like the early versions of the internet, right? It requires the skill of prompt engineering in order to get any meaningful value from them. But I believe, and this is a trend that's already taking place, is that AI, as how we use AI, is going to continue to evolve from general purpose, general tools, to purpose-built apps and websites, or what that is, like purpose-built agents with AI. So yeah, those are kind of like the two big things that I learned and kind of influenced the way that I think about AI.
Well, we could talk about AI forever, but we're going to talk about it in a different way now. I want to know about this closing the execution gap. So you've worked with coaches, advisors, consultants, and they have programs. Sometimes it's already recorded. Sometimes it's group. Sometimes it's one-on-one. But there's a problem with getting everybody to do the things. And so there's an execution problem. And in life and business, execution is actually everything, because you can have the right mindset, you can have fabulous strategies and a great business model, but if you don't execute, nothing's going to happen, or at least not the results that you want. Tell me how you kind of stumbled into this and what you're now building, oftentimes custom for each different client, and what value it's bringing to them in terms of their clients just getting more value from the work they're doing.
Yeah, so I started building these things out for myself. You know, I've always been a voracious reader. You know, I get a book, I dive into it. You know, I take all the notes, I bend page corners. I've never had any problem with reading the books. Or the same can be said for coaching programs. When I get a coaching program, I show up to all the calls, I watch all the videos, I take notes, I ask questions, I engage with the content. But when it comes to actually doing the work, I've always struggled. And I realized as I've built, like worked more in this industry, I realized that I'm not alone. I think there are some pretty shocking stats that with a coaching program or a course or a book, one, a small percentage of the people that actually invest in it or buy the book or buy the coaching program ever actually consume it. But then less than 10%, it's closer to 5% of people ever actually do the work that's assigned to them in those books, coaching programs, or courses. But I just started building these for myself. Like, it was when I was reading The Five Types of Wealth by Shaheel Bloom. Highly recommend that book. One of my favorite books I've read in the last couple of years. But in that book, there's like 35 different exercises. And at the time that I read the book, I was also kind of diving into learning how to build AI. And as I was reading the book, I was like, okay, I want to do these exercises. Like, one in particular was finding your ikigai, right? Your ikigai is the overlap between what you love, what you're good at, and what the world needs. And in the book, he just kind of explains that concept of, here's what the ikigai is, and here are a couple questions that you can ask yourself to help you find it. But that was it. That was kind of the extent of the resources that Shaheel Bloom equipped you with, right? typically you're just like, and I was just left on my own with a notepad to figure out what I loved, what I'm good at, and what the world needs to find my ikigai. You know, there was just no way that I was going to do it. Just like every other time in the past, I was just going to read it and be like, okay, great, that would be cool if I did that, and then just continue to read on. So what I did is I built a companion GPT, or a custom model that was trained on all of the content from the book, and it was designed to guide me through the reflective, a step-by-step reflective process to help me uncover and surface what I loved, what I'm good at, what I think the world needs, find the overlap between those three things. And that actually, by going through that exercise and working with this companion model, it led me to doing what I'm doing today. So I did that 5 months before I exited my marketing agency. The insight that came from going through that exercise gave me the confidence and conviction to make that decision to exit my marketing agency and start doing what I'm doing now. So, you know, I had that transformation, which is what, in order to get the transformation from any info product, any book, course, coaching program, you need to do the work, right? So I started doing this for myself with all of my favorite books, like Five Types of Wealth, all of Alex Hormozi's books, $100 million offers, $100 million leads. I built a companion model for $100 million offers to come up with my offer that I use today. Went through $100 million leads to build out my lead magnet. So I started by building out these for myself because I wanted it, because I wanted to actually do the work, take action, and get the transformation from some of my favorite books and coaching programs. And I realized that I started sharing it with other people that I knew that read these books. They loved it. They loved going through them. I was in a coaching program at the time called Agency U. Shout out Austin. Agency U is something that we were involved in for our marketing agency. So I built out a library of these companion GPTs, these custom models that helped everybody in Agency U do the work that was assigned to us in Agency U. So I built those for myself, for our team at the agency. Then I shared those around with Austin, shared them with other people in the community. They loved it. So I just kind of accidentally stumbled into this niche, into this problem of the client execution gap that plagues most info products. And I found a solution that seemed like it was working. But over the last 5 months that I've really been diving into this niche, I've had, you know, I've worked with a bunch of different clients who have different kinds of coaching programs. But some of the highlights, I guess, if you will, like I worked with one woman, her name's Nina. She has a 12-week coaching, or was originally a 12-week coaching program that helps people kind of design and launch a successful marketing campaign on this platform called UpViral. And she was really struggling with getting people to do the work, like getting people to finish, do the work that was required, right? Like she had people show up to the group calls, take notes, engage with the content, like show up, ask questions, but people constantly were stalling out. Like she was having less than 25% of the people actually finish and complete the program. But now that number is much higher, and she's actually considering condensing the program down from 12 weeks into 8 weeks because of these tools that we've built for her program. So now she's going to be able to take on, instead of doing 4 12-week programs a year, she's going to be able to do 6, right? She's going to add two additional cohorts. But I've gotten way better at building them with every single rep. It feels like I learned something new and get better at building these custom models. But
so if we were to distill this, because if you're listening, you may want to contact Ian. If we were to distill this down, what do you think is maybe the top one or even two or three, whichever comes to your mind, of the real value having something like this is for your business if you're a coach, an advisor, a consultant in the service business of any type?
Yeah. So if you're a right fit client for me, you're somebody who cares about impact. You're somebody who cares about delivering meaningful value to the people that you work with, right? And I think that's something that I found very consistent with everybody who becomes an advisor, becomes a coach, becomes an author, right? You have this idea, you have something that you want to teach people that changes their life, right? That delivers some kind of transformation for people or their business. So first and foremost, as we've already acknowledged, in order for anybody to get any meaningful value or have the transformation that you promise in your info product or in your advisory firm, you need them to do the work. So by installing this into your program, you increase the impact that you have, because by nature, these models make it easier for your clients to do the work that you assign to them, thus more likely that they do it. Therefore, more people do the work, get the value, and you have an impact on their life. So increased impact is number one. And then number two, you're also going to increase the retention of your clients, right? Because if you deliver a transformation to somebody, they're more likely to stay on your program for longer, buy the future things that you create, right? Buy your book, buy your next coaching program, because they're a big fan of yours, because you delivered a transformation, you changed their life, or you deliver them some value, they're going to be more likely to buy the next thing or stay on your program for longer. So increased impact and increased client retention are the two biggest.
Yeah. And those are critical. Those are critical for everyone. What is the mindset that your client needs to have for this to be effective so that they're a good client to work with? What kind of mindset do they need?
Yeah, I think the kind of mindset that they need to have is an understanding that product, increasing the quality of your product, is the highest leverage lever that you can have for marketing and growing your business. Like if I want that, like it's a product focused, like they care about the product and what they put out and they care about the quality of their product. Like that's what I've found are the kind of easiest conversations that I have with people. Like they just kind of get it right away, are the people that understand the value of product. And I was at a workshop a few months ago where somebody was talking about, it was just a marketing workshop. And he explained that, you know, all of the highest level marketing people that he knows, and he had worked with Alex Hormozi, he had worked with some of the big names that a lot of people would recognize. And he talked about the highest level marketing minds focus solely on, they spend 90% of their time not on ad copy, you know, finding out the right messaging. They just focus on product because they know the better their product is, the easier everything else is going to become. Like, if you just have a great product.
And so this is really what you're doing is an essential aspect to the product that most people are missing. That's really the value right there.
Absolutely.
Well, we're here with Ian Gatzke. We're going to be back in 60 seconds. Stay tuned because we have the 24-hour challenge. And that's right, the laser 8 questions coming up for Ian when we come back. I've advised thousands of founders and entrepreneurs. Whether you're scaling to multiple millions or driven to reach your first million, Conscious Millionaire is here for you. If you're at 1 to 20 million in revenue and ready to step into your next level, I invite you to your complimentary breakout session. In one focused session, you'll leave with a clear 1 to 3 year target and the next steps to increase your profit and impact. Book your session at meetwithjv.com. That's meetwithjv.com. And if your focus right now is reaching your first million, start with my book, Conscious Millionaire, Grow Your Business by Making a Difference. And you'll also receive VIP access to the monthly Mindset to Millions trainings, all complimentary. Go to mindsettomillions.vip. That's mindsettomillions.vip and join now. Welcome back. I'm J.B. Crum III. I'm the host of the Conscious Millionaire Show. My featured guest today is Ian Gatzke. And if you're listening on our syndicated radio show, be sure to go to consciousmillionaireshow.com and listen to the entire episode. You're going to want to get everything that you've already missed. You're going to want that. So go to consciousmillionaireshow.com. And now it's time to celebrate you. I want to thank you for showing up, not for me and Ian, showing up for yourself. I want to thank you for what you're doing in the world, the impact you're making, for being an entrepreneur, taking the risk to put your message out there, put your ideas out there, and build a company that can also build wealth for you. I especially want to thank all our listeners and friends in Phoenix and in Milwaukee. And now it's time, that's right, for the 24-hour challenge. Ian, what's the challenge you have for everyone listening today?
If everyone goes to implementgpts.com/millionaire, you can get download the Transformation Engine Toolkit, which will equip you with all of the resources and tools that you need to build out these companion models, these custom models in your coaching program or in your advisory firm or for your.
That's incredibly generous. Folks, go there. It's implementgpts.com/millionaire. And now it's time, yes, for the lightning round. The first question is about you and your mindset. What's the performance mindset that you've created, Ian, that helps you discover the best business opportunity?
There's a bunch of different ways to say it, but it's just like give, then ask. Right? I've always focused on just how can I provide value to this person? How can I give more? Like I'm never worried about keeping score in how much I've given to one person and, you know, what I'm due back. And this is as small as, you know, I have a friend staying with me for a few months and it's, you know, a roommate, right? It's like, I'm not keeping track of how many times I've cleaned the dishes, how many times I've taken out the trash. You don't keep score. You don't worry about that, right? It's a mindset for relationships, but it also applies to business, where when I meet somebody new, I just want to help them. Like, I just want to help them figure out how can I provide this person value. And I just want to pour and be a resource and just provide as much value as I can to everyone that I come across. And that is hands down created the most opportunities for me. And whether it was my marketing agency when we were building that and just providing as much value as I possibly could to any client that worked with us, right? Going above and beyond, you know, is another way of saying it. Or if I'm just at an event and I meet somebody who's, you know, younger, older, just anybody that I meet at these events, I'm just doing what I can to provide value.
Well, you know, and that's very similar. I had Brad Feld on the show, you know, the consummate entrepreneur from Boulder, Colorado. And his new book is Give First. And it's not that you give just altruistically. You expect that in some way the universe is going to bring you something. It just might not come from that person. And that makes it more transformational and not so transactional. But it, and I have a client that I was actually meeting with yesterday, and they're going to a conference in a week. And I was telling them, now, look, you could either do this the first day, it's a 3-day conference, or you could do it a couple hours every day. I said, but one of the things I've learned is just take a day or take a time period out of 2 or 3 days and just everybody you meet, just try to figure out some way you can help them. Not with any expectation. And I said, it's so amazing. People will introduce me to people the next day. And I didn't ask them to introduce me, right? I'm just like going, hey, what's going on with you? How could I help you in the halls? You know, it's like I made myself an unofficial greeter. So I really love that. You know, you scaled your first business and then sold your portion, and now you're in the business of scaling this one. What's a strategy you found really helps to scale a business?
Yeah. So one of the critical, you know, linchpins to scaling your business, right, is you need to bring on other people, right? You need to hire, you need to delegate, right? Effective delegation is one of the keys to scaling any business and growing, right? Removing yourself as the bottleneck to the critical core functions in the business. And I found that one little tactic or strategy involved in effective delegation. Obviously, in order for effective delegation, you need to equip people with like a clear operating procedure for the best way that you know about completing that task, right? You're gonna bring somebody on, they're responsible for this batch of tasks. In order to effectively, like, as the leader, right, taking the extreme ownership mindset is another strategy, right? Just taking extreme ownership. But if you're taking extreme ownership and you're going to do everything that you can to set this person up for success, when you're delegating something, you want to equip them with kind of the playbooks or the standard operating procedure, the SOP for how you want them to do what you want them to do. However, the strategy that is a little different, right, that I installed into both my marketing agency and in the team that I'm building now is one of the KPIs. So these kind of are like the two core values, right? So extreme ownership led me to creating the proven playbooks for how I want them to do, giving clear and comprehensive instruction. But then it's always day one is a core value that I stole from Amazon. And how I interpret, how I digest that idea is every instance that we approach doing our work, we're looking at it with a fresh set of eyes, right? I want everybody on my team to install that it's always day one mindset. So one of the KPIs that I set for everybody on the team, no matter what their role is how many improvements did you make to our process, right? Over the last 2 weeks or over the last month, over the last quarter, right? How many improvements did you make to the process? Because I want everybody to not just do it the way that we've done it, but I want them to own and be responsible for the functions that they're responsible for in the business, right? So I want them to be responsible for making us better at the functions that they're performing. So they're not just following the SOP, and it's not only me that's going to be responsible for improving those SOPs or those playbooks for how we do what we do, but they are in charge of making us better at that as a team. So they're responsible for improving the process, coming up with ways that we can do things better, more efficiently, higher quality. So one of the KPIs that I set for everybody on my teams is how many improvements did you make to the processes that you're responsible for? And we keep track of that, you know, in our internal operating system, and then we review that, right? Because what's measured gets managed, or what gets measured gets improved is probably the better way of saying it. So when I measure them on how many improvements they made to our process, we're just constantly getting better and better and better at what we do. So I think that's a super helpful strategy, right? This setting the right incentives.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we could have a small set of beliefs in a small mind and achieve a small amount with our lives. And then for a long time, there's been the concept of a growth mind. However, in writing my new book, Achieve Your Impossible, I realized that beyond a growth mind is an expansive mind. Mm-hmm. And when we create an expansive mind, we begin to see more possibilities for how we can achieve the outcomes we want. What's an expansive belief that you have that's helped you as an entrepreneur?
I'm not sure if this is, I guess there's no wrong answer to this question. But what comes to me immediately when you ask that question is, I'm not that important, right? I'm not that important. I'm not to take myself too seriously. And I feel like that's kind of gives me permission to, right? You just kind of recognize the vastness of the universe, right? That sounds pretty grandiose. But when you recognize that, you look at something like doubting yourself or doubting that something's possible and you just laugh because it's like, what am I, what, where is that constraint or limit coming from? Like that's that.
How did I manage to generate this constraint all on my own, and as opposed to something that's expansive? You know, well, related to that or personal practices, and I know that you've got some, what is one of your personal practices that you find really valuable?
Yeah, meditation, hands down. I started meditating about 6 years ago. Changed my life for the better.
What's a book you'd like to recommend?
Book I'd love to recommend to everybody, and actually got a handful of these for some of my close friends for Christmas this year, is The Almanac of Naval Ravikant. It's a real simple, easy read. It's a consolidation, synthesis of Naval Ravikant's best ideas, best moments, best thoughts from different podcasts, blog articles, tweets that he's put out. I love that book.
What's one of your takeaways, or could you share maybe a quote from it?
Yeah. So one of the quick quotes that I've had on my whiteboard for years is, the greatest test of intelligence is whether or not you get what you want out of life. And I think that's so great. But there's a bunch of little gold nuggets in there.
Yeah, no, I can see how that would be really good. So you're building your second business. You're 26 years old. That's why I wanted to have you on this show, because a lot of people listening are on their first or second business. And it's great to have had success. And now you want much bigger success. What's one of the biggest challenges you're facing right now?
Yeah. So when I was building the marketing agency, everybody understood what marketing was. Everybody knows what organic content is. Everybody knows what paid ads are. Everybody knows what marketing is. But for me, what I'm doing is brand new to most people. Like, they've never heard of this. So it's effectively clearly communicating what it is that I do, right? And getting people to kind of understand. It's like, oh, okay, I get it. I understand. So clearly communicating, which I guess is a kind of a marketing function, but learning how to clearly communicate what it is that I do and what it is that I build for people.
Well, talking about communicating that, if you were going to communicate a reason someone might want to reach out and get in touch with you, what would that be?
First thing that came to my mind is if you just wanted to learn more about what these companion GBTs, what these custom models look like and how they could work in your info product, whether that's a book, coaching program, course, consultancy. Reach out and we can have a discussion. Basically what I do is we look at your program and we identify all of the use cases or kind of those friction points within your program of where you assign work to the consumers. And how we might be able to build some of these custom models within your program that can kind of guide people through doing the work. So we just identify all the use cases in your program. If you just wanted to learn more.
Well, the natural follow-up question would be, how would they reach out? What's the best way?
Yeah, you can LinkedIn. I'm most active on LinkedIn. So you can find me just by searching my name, Ian Gatzke, on LinkedIn. Otherwise, you can shoot me an email. I'll share my email with the Conscious Millionaire community here. It's just Ian, at implementgpts.com.
I love that. And Gatzke is GATZKE. So Ian Gatzke at LinkedIn as well. Well, this legacy question has been with us since 2014 when I began the podcast. It's become kind of our trademark in a way. And I think it's the most important question any of us can ask ourselves. So today, as you listen, think about what might be the legacy you want to leave. So, Ian, what is that legacy you want to leave?
I would love to be involved in solving the problem of making entrepreneurship more accessible and more possible for people. I think that the trend of AI is is not stopping, right? AI is going to become more and more involved in everything that we do. And I think if you play that out, I think that more people are going to be forced into a situation where they have to learn how to create their own value in the world, aka become entrepreneurs, right? Because more and more business functions are going to be able to be delegated to artificial intelligence and AI agents, that it's just going to be the capitalist incentive for these businesses. Like, the total number of people per $1 million of revenue in organizations is going to continue to go down. And obviously that's scary for a lot of people, where, you know, they hear that and they're like, I'm going to lose my job. But I think that there is a flip side, a real benefit to that for anybody who, like, I just think this is going to create more entrepreneurs just as a forcing function. So, and it's really hard. It's hard starting your own business. It's hard doing that, but I would love to be involved in helping to solve that problem of creating more entrepreneurs in the world. Cause entrepreneurs are my favorite people. Every single one of them is a representation of a person that's taken a bet on themselves to go out and solve a problem in the world, create value in the world. And no matter how good AI gets, we're never going to run out of problems. Entrepreneurs are problem solvers. I would love to be involved in some way, shape, or form of solving the problem of, you know, creating more entrepreneurs, making entrepreneurship more accessible and, you know, easier.
Well, I want to thank you for that. I think that's a great legacy. And I want you to know how much I appreciate you being one of our podcast listeners, because you're really the most important part. Because Ian and I have already had a couple of conversations this week and you weren't there. But when you're there, it's called a podcast. And I look forward to you connecting with us on each of our podcasts. We're here 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And I look forward to connecting with you on the next Conscious Millionaire. Ian, thank you so much for being our featured guest today.
Thanks, JV.
Founders and entrepreneurs, if you're at 1 to 20 million in revenue and ready to step into your next level, book your complimentary breakout session at meetwithjv.com. That's meetwithjv.com. And if right now you're focused on reaching your first million, get my book and the monthly Mindset to Millions trainings, all complimentary, at mindsettomillions.vip. That's mindsettomillions.vip.
Thanks for listening to Conscious Millionaire Media Podcast Radio Network. The host, producer, and owner of the show, distributors, and broadcast media make no claims that the strategies and information discussed in the show will result in profits and may result in losses. The opinions and advice from the host guests do not necessarily represent those of the owner, staff, management, or broadcasters of the show. No legal, accounting, or financial or health advice is made in the show. You're advised to seek counsel on matters related to your business, financial investments, or legal matters from licensed advisors. Always consult your physician or licensed health advisor prior to making any changes in your diet, exercise program, and implementing any health strategies or information discussed on the show. Not all information provided may be suitable for your situation. As always, take full responsibilities and actions you take, including responses.
Welcome to the 12th season of the Conscious Millionaire Show, episode number 3241.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Jackie Woodside, the founder of the Conscious Living Podcast, and I'm going to be working with JV today to reveal to you what your money vibe is. Your money vibe, the inner game of wealth.
Welcome to the Conscious Millionaire Show, the world's number one podcast on ultra performance, with over 3,200 episodes and millions of listeners worldwide. Founders and entrepreneurs, if you want to scale faster, accelerate profits, and create greater impact, this is where you become an ultra performer. I'm your host, JV Crum III. Join me every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, where ultra performers turn their impossible into reality, building fast-growing, highly profitable businesses that make a difference. To learn more about Ultra Performer advising, trainings, and retreats, go to ConsciousMillionaire.com. This is JV Crum III, founder of ConsciousMillionaire.com. I'm a serial entrepreneur with 2 successful exits and over $75 million in sales. If you're a service or tech founder doing $250,000 to $5 million, and ready to break out to build a fast-growing, highly profitable business, book a complimentary breakout session with me now at meetwithjv.com. Well, it's time to start the show, and I'm so excited you joined me. And if this is your first time checking out Conscious Millionaire, I want to give you a big, warm welcome. You know what? I want to give you a hug. Thank you for being here. I hope it's a wonderful experience. If you're a longtime listener, you know what I'm about to say. There Are No Accidents. This is exactly the episode meant for you at exactly this moment. Now, help me welcome our featured guest. She's a coach, trainer, and TEDx speaker whose work sits at the intersection of money, mindset, consciousness, and practical transformation. She's best known for her Money Vibe framework, helping people change the beliefs, emotions, thoughts, and energy vibe that shape their financial outcomes, with an emphasis on elevating consciousness at the lever for change. Her new movie, Your Money Vibe, we're going to be discussing that with Jackie Woodside. Jackie, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, JV. I always enjoy spending time with you.
Well, you know, I'm really excited and also want to celebrate. You had so many celebrities on your movie. Tell me about making the movie and why you did it, because this is something a lot of people aspire to do.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, it's wow. It was definitely a labor of love, and I'm so, so glad we did it. Why I did it was because I wrote a book called Money Vibe, and I have a digital program and have taught courses about your money vibe. And, you know, in today's world, people are consuming content more through documentary films and through video media. So, you know, I'm still committed to people understanding that their financial well-being and their financial future is entirely in their hands when they understand the incredible power of mastering the inner game of wealth, your money vibe. So, and what the, you know, we can get into what that means, but that's why I did the film. And yes, as you said, we have so many celebrities in the film: Michael Beckwith, Joe Vitale, Marie Diamond, Dawson Church, Sister Jenna came and made an appearance, Coop Blackson. So we have so many people in that film, a cast of about 12 to 15 experts who are really painting the picture at that intersection of science and spirituality. You know, science is now validating what spiritual tradition has taught for so many thousands of years. And we put that all together in a concise documentary entertainment film that will help people understand, I've got more control, more mastery over my finances than I thought.
And interesting, many of those people have been on the Conscious Millionaire Show. In fact, I spoke at Michael Beckwith's Agape Church in California, and that was a really great.
I went there when we were filming with Michael. I was there as well. I didn't speak there, but I was there as well. Bruce Lipton is also one of the other icons.
I know Bruce as well.
And a lot of icons in the film, and they just, man, it was so exciting doing that filming and spending time with them.
And later in the show, I want you to stay tuned. We're going to be giving you a link where you can go and get access to the show. But I'm curious, your current money narrative, how do you determine? You're an entrepreneur. I know you're interested in this because you want to raise your vibration, but you want to raise your vibration and your wealth and your impact. What's someone's current money narrative?
Yeah, so how people can discern, so their money narrative is the story, the inner story that you tell yourself, that inner voice and what you say to yourself about money. And I have a very, very quick and easy way that people can get a sense of where their money vibe is. And by money vibe, I mean the vibratory pattern of your inner world of beliefs, emotions, attitudes, and thoughts. Your inner world creates a vibration that other people can literally pick up on and feel. And that vibration of your pattern of belief, emotion, attitude, and thought connects with the universe, connects with life itself. So life doesn't give you what you want. It gives you who you are. Life will meet you at the level of your own vibration.
So let's talk about the science of that, because I think that's very important that people understand this is really an exact science. And that's what you're talking about with Money Vibe. It's not just some kind of woo-woo concept. This is based on science. How does it actually work?
Yeah, so the way that you think, so again, based on science, the way that you think and the way that you feel is not fixed. And we know that if we hook someone up to an electroencephalogram or even an electromagnetogram, you don't even have to put on that funny looking cap with all of the electrodes on it. Magnets can do the same thing. We can actually watch the energetic frequency of your thoughts change. If we show you pictures of, you know, disaster or terror or tragedy, you know, you get very, very low vibes. And if we show you pictures of a sunset or a baby or a puppy or millions of dollars on a yacht, your frequency changes. So what we know through science now is that you can develop the inner world mastery skills, the self-mastery skills, to keep your vibration at a higher level through the magic of neuroplasticity, which means your ability to change how your brain is operating, change your neural pathways. Through the magic of neuroplasticity, you can use your mind to train your brain to keep yourself in a high vibration state so that where you meet the energy of life is at a higher level, a higher vibe than, yep, say, you know, the guy sitting on the stoop or the gal who's standing in line at the Social Security unemployment office. You know, there's a vibration to everything. You want to keep your vibration in that realm of hope, clarity, optimism, happiness, satisfaction, generosity, peace of mind versus scarcity, stress, worry, and upset. When your vibration is in that lower realm, you're basically giving a message energetically to the universe like, no, I don't want any goodness over here. I'm focused on the negative things in life. So let me give you that litmus test.
I was actually starting to laugh, Jackie, because, you know, you and I do some similar work. And I was actually having a conversation with someone earlier today. And they looked at me and they said, and we're proposing doing some work with them, right? And they said, well, you know, I'm just in a negative mindset. I'm not in the mindset for that. And then they finally breathed and listened to what I just told them. And he goes, oh, you're saying you could change my mindset. And I'm going, that's right. And if you wipe out that old negative stuff and replace it with positive stuff, you will start getting different results. And we kind of both laughed together. You know, every entrepreneur is interested in creating those exact conditions, which is what we're talking about, to create a money flow. How exactly do they do that? I think that's about where you were going to go.
Well, yeah, where I was going to go is I want people to understand that they can very quickly and easily discern where their money vibe is. And yeah, I want to give people, because you can't change your money vibe if you don't know what it is.
True.
Like you said, that gentleman wasn't even able to hear you for a while, you know, because he was so defensive and had his narrative, you know, running the show. So you cannot change what you cannot or are unwilling to see. So the first place to begin in wanting to elevate your money vibe and create that flow of goodness and wealth and prosperity in your life is to recognize where I am. So I have a very simple, ridiculously easy litmus test. And it's three simple questions that I ask people that helps you discern your money vibe. Right. The first one is, what do I most often think about money? What goes on in your inner world of chatter, your internal process? What do you say to yourself? Now, I've asked that question of millions of people, and most often what people say is, ugh, I don't have enough. I worry about money. Am I going to be okay for retirement? Am I leaving the financial legacy that I want? Most often, people's inner thoughts are thoughts of worry and scarcity, and that is a low vibration. Second question, what do I most often feel about money? Now, you have to be discerning here because thoughts and feelings are not the same thing. Of course, they are correlated, but they're not the same thing. So thoughts are like, I'm not doing well. I'm not good with money. Am I going to have enough? I don't have enough money. Those are thoughts.
Right.
Feelings would be things like stress, fear, worry, anxiety, upset, or happiness, gratitude, expectancy. So whether it's on the lower or higher end, you want to identify, what do you most often feel? If I say to you, tell me about your relationship with money, what feeling immediately emerges? For a lot of people, it's stress and anxiety. It's fear, worried about the future, worried about this month, this week. So number one, what do you most often think? Number two, what do you most often feel? And number three, what do you most often say? What comes out of your mouth? What do you say to your spouse or your friend or your parents about money?
Or so even yourself, right?
Well, that's your self-talk is a thought. So that's the first question. Right. So the third question is actually, what are you verbally saying to other people versus the first question? What is my self-talk? What are my inner thoughts? So when you assess the answers to those three questions, you're very quickly going to see a high money vibe is, I think I'm excited about my financial future. My feelings are filled with optimism, hope, and clarity. And I most often say, I'm excited. This will be great. Yes, we can do this. Oh, money is going to come to me. I'm not worried about that. That's a high money vibe. A low money vibe would be the thoughts are, I'm not good with money. I'm worried about this. The feelings are stress and anxiety and fear. And what comes out of your mouth is, no, I can't do that. I can't afford that. Oh, I'm not one of the lucky ones. So you're very quickly able to ascertain where your money vibe is.
Well, relative to that, if you're listening as an entrepreneur, you might go, okay, but what kind of mindset do I need to even approach work like this? So what does someone need as their mindset to go, I'm ready to take the money vibe journey?
Yeah. The mindset that people have to have is that it's possible. That's good enough. Like, you know, in the realm of all of the universe, is it possible that I could create a better and a higher experience with money and finance? And the answer to that is yes. In the realm of all possibility, you can change your money vibe, because honestly, it's not that hard. It's a simple thing to do, but it's not easy, because dealing with the inner domain of belief, emotion, attitude, and thought really is the most challenging thing that you'll ever do. So the mindset that they need to have is, I can do this. It's possible. And what science tells us through the magic of neuroplasticity is how you use your brain molds your brain, both its structure, literally the size of various areas of your brain, so the structure of your brain, but also the function of your brain. So when you think negative thoughts, or take addiction, you know, for example, when you think about addictive behavior, when you're engaged in addictive behavior, you're creating neural pathways that has you re-engage again in that behavior. And negativity is an addiction. You can be addicted to your fear. You can be addicted to your negative thoughts. I say the one addiction you didn't know you had is your addiction to your ego. That is being right about your perception and worldview. So if you've just seen that you have a low money vibe, the first thing you want to do is like, wow, okay, I need to change that. And I know it's possible. So that's the starting point. The mindset they need to have is, it's possible. Second mindset is, and I'm willing. You know, a lot of people recognize that, you know, okay, maybe it was possible for you, Jackie. And oh, by the way, my background, I was homeless. I've had multiple psychiatric diagnoses. I was in a domestic violence relationship. So I'm not talking about this from some, you know, born with a silver spoon in my mouth perspective. I was in a lower middle class family growing up. My mom was widowed very young. I had a very rough young adulthood, going into, you know, addictions into my 30s. And where I am today, you know, multiple seven-figure assets, 3 waterfront homes, happily married for 25 years, I turned it around because I applied these principles of recognizing where my vibration was, recognizing that I was the common denominator of all of these problems, and then doing the work to use my mind to change my brain functioning. Now, you want to go into the how-to of how you do that?
Well, we're about to go to break, and I really wanted to get your take on this, because I know that you emphasize the management of energy more than time. So
yes.
What would an entrepreneur's founder's week look like from a perspective of how they're going to do a daily management? What would they do?
Yeah, thank you. I mean, that's a whole other body of work that I have. It's called Calming the Chaos. But it's absolutely pertinent to this conversation, which is why I have a program on time and a program on money, because they tend to go hand in hand. The most important thing that an entrepreneur wants to do to have the most effective week, high vibration week, clarity is a high vibration principle. So how a person can gain clarity is by planning their week on Friday afternoon the week before, plan all of your appointments, not all of your appointments go on your calendar, but all of the tasks that you need to accomplish go on your calendar. Most people just put face-to-face appointments and then they scramble with all of the tasks and to-dos and projects and accomplishments that they want to make. They never locate those things in time. And then they live with this procrastination mindset of like, I got to do that. When am I going to do that? I said I was going to get to that. Eliminate all of that by getting clarity about who you are and what you want to accomplish, turning those accomplishments into tasks, putting those tasks on your calendar, and then managing yourself in relation to the tasks that are on your calendar. And I have a whole body of work about how to do that, because it's easy to say, it's more challenging to deliver on. But I have a whole body of work inside of Calming the Chaos that helps people do that.
I want to invite you to stay tuned, because we're going to come back. We're going to have the 24-hour challenge. We're going to have the lightning round. There's so much more. And tell you where you can go to get the Your Money Vibe movie, which I'm excited about, because this is, you know, such an important body of work. We'll be right back in 60 seconds. This is JV Crum III, founder of ConsciousMillionaire.com. I'm a serial entrepreneur with 2 successful exits and over $75 million in sales. I've trained and advised thousands of founders to become ultra performers. They wanted the same things you do. A fast-growing, highly profitable business that makes a difference. And here's what I've learned. Most founders actually don't break out because they can't see their own blind spots or the shifts necessary to scale faster and more profitably. If you're a service or tech founder doing $250,000 to $5 million and ready for your breakout, book your complimentary breakout session now at meetwithjv.com. Now, in this session, we'll identify your impossible goal, uncover what's holding you back, and map your fastest path to a highly profitable, scalable business. Spots are limited. So go now to meetwithjv.com. Again, go to meetwithjv.com. Welcome back. I'm J.V. Crum III, host of the Conscious Millionaire Show. We're here with Jackie Woodside discussing Your Money Vibes movie. It's her brand new movie. And today, I first of all want to thank you. I want to thank you for showing up, not for me and Jackie, showing up for yourself, showing up for the work you're doing in the world, showing up for your business, showing up for the clients whose lives you're changing, showing up for the wealth that you're creating. And I especially want to thank all of our listeners and friends in Woodster, Massachusetts, and Ottawa, Canada. And now it's time for the 24-hour challenge. Jackie, what is the challenge you have for everyone listening today?
Yeah, so we've talked a lot in the show about your money vibe, right? How do you know your money vibe? And these three simple questions. But I want to give you free access to an assessment tool that will determine, help you see very quickly what your money vibe score is. You can access that free inventory at yourmoneyvibes.com. You'll get access there to information about the film, where you can see the film, and a free inventory where you get to take this test and find out where is my money vibe? What is it saying? What does it tell me? And some quick action steps you can do to elevate your money vibe.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And that's yourmoneyvibesplural.com. And now it's time for the lightning round. 8 questions, 8 minutes. First one is about you, Jackie, your performance mindset. What's the performance mindset you've developed that helps you discover your best business opportunities?
Yeah, I'm a yes to life, but I also recognize if I'm a yes to everything, I will be a no to my peace of mind. So I would say my best business strategy is discernment, that I'm a yes to life, and that brings in a lot of opportunities, and then discernment of where to be a yes and where to be a prudent no.
I think that's a very important one. Everyone I know who is highly successful has learned to say the word no.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah, you can do everything, but it'll be a no to your peace of mind.
I think in the conscious realm, the conscious audience that you and I play in, we want to help the world. But the truth is, we can't do everything, and then there's nothing left for us. And if there's nothing left for us, ultimately, right, there's nothing to give. So the word no is important. You've helped a lot of people scale their business, and you are a master at scaling your own business. What's one strategy you found helps scale a business?
Yeah, getting clear on who you are and what you're up to. Really talking to the people that want to hear your message. It takes something to break through the noise that's out there today. So clarity of your principles, clarity of your values, clarity of your mission, and clarity of your message are super important. Clarity is a high consciousness, high vibe principle. Bring that to your business and watch it scale.
Well, in the world of beliefs, a lot of people have very small minds and they tend to produce small results.
Yeah,
and then
exactly.
We've talked a lot about growth mindset, but I've taken it farther to an expansive mindset. So what's the expansive mindset view you have that helps you literally see opportunities that other people don't see?
Yeah, I have a little mini course called the 5E Financial Freedom Formula. And I'll tell you those 5Es very quickly because it answers your question. You want to live in the energy, that's the first E. You want to live in the energy of enthusiasm, excitement, expectancy, and expansiveness. Mm. When you carry those 5Es, you've got high energy, you expect good things, you're expanding, you live in an expansive, anything's possible mindset and mentality. It is crazy how the world shows up differently versus living in this little world of I can't, and the world is not devoting itself to making me happy. So the 5Es is the mindset.
Those are great. And they all very high energy, enthusiasm, excitement, right? you and I've known each other for a long time, and I know that you have personal practices just like I do and most people who are successful. Could you share one of your daily personal practices?
Yeah, every morning I sit in my little quiet time area with my journal and all my books around me. And in my journal, I write a full page of things that I'm grateful for every single day, not three, you know, some say, write down three things. That's great. That's great. But if you really want to develop your gratitude muscle, get into a practice. And it's a journal, you know, it's not a 10 inch notebook, but it's a little, hand journal.
My gratitude journal,
yeah,
folks.
There you go.
There it is.
Every day I write a full page in there, and it trains me. It creates a muscle of noticing what's right, what's good, rather than what's wrong and what's missing. And I can't tell you what an incredibly positive impact that has on my mindset and my overall experience of life.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, it's not just something that you and I say, it's something that is proven over and over and over, not just in our lives, but when we're more grateful, we open ourselves to receive more. It's
The science shows people who are grateful live longer, earn more money, have higher life satisfaction, better immune systems, get sick less often. It's crazy, the positive impacts of, again, how you use your mind trains your brain. So when I use my mind to focus on what's right and what's good about my life and what's going well every single day, writing a full list, a full page of gratitudes, my brain is actually responding by noticing more of and attracting more of the good, the right, the positive, the beneficial.
Well, you know, I want to ask you a book that you recommend, but first of all, yourmoneyvibes.com is the movie, but you also have a book, Money Vibes. They go together.
Yes.
So I want to recommend that you go to yourmoneyvibes.com. You look at the book, you get the free assessment.
Is not on that website. The book is on JackieWoodside.com.
Okay. And go to JackieWoodside.com and get the book. What's a book you'd like to recommend?
I read it quite a while ago, but I love your book, Conscious Millionaire.
Thank you.
You know, honestly, when I set out as an entrepreneur, that was the phrase that I used, that I will be a conscious millionaire. And then I found your book and, you know, met you and read that. And it just, the clarity of that book, the impact that it had on my life. I'm just so, so grateful that I was one of the readers of your book, J.D. Crum, Conscious Millionaire.
Well, thank you very much. You know, you're doing bigger things and making bigger impacts. And that's your nature. I've known you for a long time. You're always expanding. What's the new challenge, say, like with the movie? What's the challenges you're facing with your business?
The challenge I'm facing with my business is I need to have four of me. on the heels of this book, Your Money Vibes, we've already begun the production of a follow-up movie called The Frequency of Miracles. And we'll be producing that either later this year or early 2027, you know, depending on the post-production schedule. So the challenge I have in my business is that I have more ideas and passion and desire to contribute and be engaged with high-minded, high-consciousness, high-vibe people than I have the lifetime for. So, the challenge is being discerning, where to say yes, where to say no, and where to create positive avenues in relationship with other people so that I'm not being the lone ranger. Where do I create really positive strategic alliances with other people? So I'm elevating their voice, their platform, and their message, and they're elevating mine. We don't have to do this alone. So creating those.
You can find out about the movie at yourmoneyvibesplural.com. Is there a better way if somebody wanted to reach out to you and say, hey, I might want to do work with you. I might want to have you do a presentation or a group. How do they reach you?
Yeah, I'm very easy to reach. JackieWoodside.com. So my name is just my website URL is my name. So just JackieWoodside.com. There's a contact button there and I will personally respond to you.
Well, when we started the podcast in 2014, I didn't realize oftentimes you don't when you start something what it's going to end up being. And this question I've been asking for over 3,200 episodes, it's the final question. And it really has become the trademark question because I think it's perhaps the most important question we can ask ourselves. And Jackie, what's the legacy you want to leave?
You know, my mission is I'm a torchbearer for a vision of a world transformed, illuminating freedom, fulfillment, and passion, igniting the flame of infinite possibility for the human spirit. So the legacy that I want to leave is that legacy of creating a world that works for everyone with no one left out.
And that's very similar to my Conscious World Foundation, in which I, in 30 years, want to create a world in which every human being has food, health, housing, and access to education, because I want everyone to thrive. And I think that's what you're saying as well. It's like everyone can thrive. We're in a new stage of civilization, you know, with a rising consciousness around the world, with a democratization of technology that allows for so much to have possibility that didn't before. Someone in Africa has a cell phone and now they've got access to AI, they've got access to all kinds of training programs, and they've got access to people all over the world. So we really are at a powerful shift. I want to thank you for showing up again. Thank you so much for joining us, because you know what? Jackie and I have conversations from time to time, but you're not there. You're what makes this a podcast, and you are the most important part. We're here 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and I look forward to connecting with you on our next Conscious Millionaire. And Jackie, thank you so much for being our featured guest today.